The coming rain spells trouble not just for wildfire burn areas, but for vehicles still covered with smoke residue and ash. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us live this morning, car owners are lining up for a new kind of winterization.
Yeah, Susan, it used to be that winterizing was just replacing your wiper blades or checking your tires before the rains come. But in the last several years, wildfires are prompting a different kind of storm prep. Quinn Barry owns Auto Sport Detailing in Santa Rosa. 2 years ago after the Tubbs fire, he saw what smoke and ash can do to vehicle paint once the rain comes.
Whatever debris is on the car, when the water dries, will leave a stain actually in the finish of the car. Ash-covered, smoky-smelling cars, and it's not even limited to the interior of the car. We've actually seen a handful of cars where the smoke smell has actually infiltrated the engine compartment and even the underbody of the car, just cars that were engulfed in smoke. So we've had instances where we've actually had to lift the vehicle in the air and clean and degrease and power wash the undercarriage as well as the engine.
And there's the cabin air filter that needs swapping out before you crank up the heater or defroster.
You know, heating and air conditioning is going to be less efficient, and less air is going to pass through this trapped filter. I think the bigger issue is that you would actually be continually breathing that smoke inside of your car. I think that's the bigger issue with the clog filter.
So many people looking for smoke and ash cleaning, they're booking into late December. Reporting live, Holly Kwan, KCBS.